Every Monday at this time, I'm joined in studio by Suzanne Cain, who's going to wrap up this week's Prime viewing for us, of course, right across television, Netflix and the cinema. Suzanne, nice to have you in studio.
Hello, good afternoon.
Now, tell us, what have you got for us today?
Right, we're going to start with this one. I'm kind of conscious that every week on TV I've picked this series, but do you know what? TV3 have definitely not failed with this True Lives documentary series that they're running. We've looked at, it's kind of been a lot more lighthearted up until now, but on Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, TV3, the True Lives documentary series continues. And this week we meet Anne Buckley. Now, I got the first kind of preview to this was I read an interview that she did for The Times, and it's basically her war on drugs. But she tells about her battle of addiction to drugs, which started when she was very, very young, and it ran right way through 17 years. And as I said, my first kind of introduction to Anne was that I read a piece in the Irish Times. And when I read it, you know that feeling, Andrea, when you start to read something and you're going to cry and that your chin almost kind of gets like paralysed with the grief of it all. As I read it, it was so cruel for someone so young. She talked about sitting outside Trinity College with her pal, and that they would watch, you know, people going in from all over the world, students going in to study, and knowing that this was something that was never really obtainable to them, something she'd always dreamed of. But if the reality of life came around, she'd stayed away from drugs, but then things changed. And unfortunately, she lost her brother in a tragic accident and a drowning in the canal. And from there, drugs kind of took over. So she talks about her battle with heroin, and then from heroin, coming off heroin and going on methadone, and just awful, you know, awful scenarios. Like, she's talking about her father coming into just random places where she would have been taking heroin and coming in, lifting his daughter out. And it's a really, really kind of interesting insight from somebody who's now a recovering addict all these years on. And she goes back, actually, and rather kind of than just talking about the problem that she has, she addresses the problem that we have now and how the culture, the drug culture, has massively changed in this country. And she talked about, you know, you used to just buy from an addict, and it doesn't seem that bad, you know, when she talks about it, because she's saying, well, addicts actually had sympathy for each other. She was like, drug lords and drug dealers don't. They'd kick you in the face. They didn't care. They just wanted their money. So she talks and breaks it down in a very kind of simplistic way that you look at it and go, well, we know we have a major epidemic, but actually to see her true life and her take on it as well, and the health issue, the health systems, it's absolutely incredible. Definitely go and see it. So it's
That's
Wednesday
part
night.
Of the True Lives series.
The documentary. Yeah, okay, yeah. Do you know what? TV3 have knocked out of the park, but I have to stay. I'm going to pin my flag here and say this one will just blow you away.
Okay.
So that's Wednesday night, TV3, 9 o'clock, My War on Drugs. And I'd like to note just very quickly, Ireland's Got Talent does start Saturday night, half past seven.
Of course, yeah.
We don't have loads of time to talk about it, but Lucy is back. Lou Walsh, head judge. Don't hold that against the show. But we do, you know, as Irish, we do have an awful lot of talent. So that's a good one if you're into a talent show. Now, Netflix pick of the week. It doesn't come out until this Friday, the 2nd of February, but I've got a chance to have a little preview of Altered Carbon. Have you heard anything about this?
No, I haven't actually. Nice.
It's incredible. Absolutely incredible. So basically, it's set 300 years in the future, like between 250 and 300 years in the future. And we see this guy who was a prisoner. So we kind of get a bit of his backstory, and then we're fast forwarded to 300 years in the future. Obviously, he's been cryogenically frozen.
Yeah.
I can say that word so well. And he comes back in this new body. And it is that kind of like, he's almost, you know, the only way I can describe it is, you know, when if you buy a pork and you kind of take it out of that plastic, it kind of comes out of this like grease and everything. He kind of is reborn like that. But look, he's back, and the only reason he's back and to get his freedom is that he has to solve this mind-bending murder. And it is just like, it's sci-fi on steroids. It's absolutely off the charts. If you've read the book, which I haven't, it's a classic cyberpunk novel by Richard K. Morgan. Okay. But people who have read the book are absolutely, you've got a chance to preview it, have absolutely loved it. It's like totally kind of, you know, it's kind of the consciousness, your technological side of everything. It's very digitalized, human bodies, everything is interchangeable. Death is no longer permanent. It's fast speed. But if you're into that, do you know what? If you want a high tech Game of Thrones, if you want the farce, this is
for you.
You're going to absolutely love it.
Right.
Last but not least, you were talking about snow there.
Yeah.
So I just thought, you know what, something that maybe if the weather's rubbish this week and you want something out of break for the norm, as it were, early man. So it's the stop motion animation, you know, from Aardman Studios.
Okay.
So that's our movie. It's open in cinemas across the country now. So basically, it's that stop motion animation. I just thought we'd go for something a little bit light this week.
If you want to bring
the kids, or even if you just want to go to the cinema one of the evenings. But it goes back to prehistoric man, and then the cavemans, and this kind of Wallace and Gromit type animations. But they're actually talking about the evolution of football. Because initially when I went to see it, I thought it was about the evolution of man in stop motion.
Yeah.
You know, and that it was going to be an Iron Man kind of cartoon. But actually, it's about football. But you know what? It's 82 minutes of pure joy. You just get lost.
So it's easy watching.
It's so anyone easy. And it. I was like, good. I wouldn't be into this at all. And do you know what? I was completely into it. It's just 82 minutes of, whether you have little ones or not, you'll absolutely love it. It's just, it engrosses you. And also, I didn't know that much about football, but I do now. Thanks to the art of these little characters.
I should probably watch it then, so if that's the case.
Yeah, but great,
you never fail with your
it.
Recommendations no, anyway. No, so I have to say, I've got some good recommendations from you. So my thanks to you, as always, for joining us in studio with all of those. Of course, that is Suzanne Cain with our weekly Monday, of course, regular TV and Netflix review.